If you have a metal pot which absorbed non-kosher substance, you can kosher this metal pot or this metal utensil through a means called ha'gol. If it absorbed the non-kosher substance through some heat medium, let's say somebody cooked clam chowder in your pot. So then what you do is you take your pot and put it into another pot with 60 times the amount of the pot inside of it. Alternatively, if your pot's too big, there are other workarounds in halacha. But basically, the idea is that you would need to boil out the iser using extremely hot water. So that's true of utensils, of pots, of metals. Is that also true of foods? Let's say you have a piece of meat which absorbed non-kosher stuff. As in, you have a piece of brisket and it absorbed pork juice. Would you be allowed to take this piece of brisket and put it in a quantity of water 60 times the amount of the brisket, 60 times the volume of the brisket, and boil it up in that pot and thereby extract the pork juice from the brisket? So the Kalan Allah is Ein Hagala Lo'ichlin. This method of boiling only works for kelim. It only works for containers. And of course, not all containers. It doesn't work for earthenware containers. It only works for metal containers, but it does not work for food. And the same would be true if you put your brisket inside of a large kosher stew. We wouldn't consider that to be hagol either. We wouldn't consider the non-kosher stuff to have come out and to have lost its iser status. The Rashba in Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis explains that the difference between kelim and foods, between utensils and foods, is that metals very easily absorb and expel substances. Whereas, when it comes to a food, the chemical structure of a food is usually more complex. And what's absorbed gets stuck, chemically stuck deeply inside of the food.